First Samuel 7 verse 4, then the people of Israel removed the Baals and Ashtaroth and served Yahweh only. Well, this is a play on the word Echad, which means literally one. The fact that there is only one God is a fundamental teaching of the Bible, and yet it's got huge practical and devotional meaning. Because if there is indeed only one God, then you've got to serve him with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is exactly what Jesus said. So the fact there is one God actually means that idolatry is impossible if you believe that. If there were 10 gods, you would give 10% of your heart, soul, and mind to each of them. But there's only one God, and so you give all to him. So then it is absolutely fundamental that there is only one God. But the temptation for God's people, both Israel in the Old Testament and the New Israel in the New Testament and us today, is to believe in this one God, to believe in his existence, to accept his existence, and yet also to try to worship other gods. You see 1 Corinthians 10, how Paul says, you cannot share the table of the Lord Jesus with idols. But clearly they had come from the background of idolatry and they wanted to mix that still with their Christian belief. And you see how all manner of pagan notions have entered into Christianity right from the start. The idea of the Trinity, for example, there is not in fact one God, but there's one God in Trinity, three gods in one, all this kind of stuff. This all came from this desperate desire to compromise the belief in one God. But beyond that sort of theological failure, which is quite easy, I think, to discern and to sort of walk away from and to point out, beyond that, there is a far more telling devotional difficulty for us that if there's one God, then he is my all. And yet, just as people were, in a theological sense, tempted to go to compromise with the idea of many gods, etc., in one, so in a devotional, spiritual sense, we likewise are tempted the same, to consider that actually my religious side, my going to church or whatever, yeah, sure, that is one of the things that I'm involved in. But the unity of God is a command. That God is one, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, was a command, not simply a command for sort of intellectual purity of thought about the matter, that there is only one God and none other than he, but that there is one God is paralleled by Jesus with loving him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and loving your neighbour as yourself. So when the Jews asked Jesus, the first was the most important of the commandments. Now, of course, the Jews like to say, it's that there's one God and therefore we are not idolaters. At the time, that was what they were thinking. And Jesus, of course, takes it so much further. He agrees that there is only one God is the first of the commandments. But he then develops it and he quotes other commandments and wraps them all up and says, there's my answer. What is the first commandment? It is these, plural. That yes, the Lord our God is one, and that you shall love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. There you are. In that package, I give you my answer. What is number one commandment? Well, that's it altogether. So you see then how really and truly to believe that there is only one God, if there is only one God, then I am to love him with all I have. And to love him with all I have is not a mere intellectual concern. This means loving his people, because that is all part and parcel of loving God. As John says in his letters, you cannot say that you love God and hate your brother. And yet, as I say, Israel were always tempted to maintain this much vaunted belief in one God and yet also follow the idols. 1 Samuel 12, again they're told, serve Yahweh with all your heart, with your one heart, because he's one God. So don't turn aside to go after vain things, vanities, which can't profit or save you, for they are vain. So So again, don't turn aside to vain things. Vanity is all around us. This is the equivalent of idolatry, wasting our lives playing games on screens and stuff like that. This is all vanity. It cannot profit or save you. But wait a minute, there's one God, and serve him with your one heart. And again, it's a question of the heart. And he sees here the vanities and serving idols as a question of the heart, even here in Old Testament times. If we truly, wholeheartedly committed to the one God, we will have no mental space for the idols of this present age. There's no third road in that sense.